holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. Letter number 5483, Baruch Hashem, the 26th day of the year, Tov Shiyud Zayin. The Rebbe is addressing it, Brooklyn, to Rav Achos, with the title, Yeshua Shneir Zalma Sheyichya Serbransky. And he was in Melbourne. We had many letters from the Rebbe to him. He has a Shalom Uvracha. He has an interesting question for the Rebbe. Over here, they needed to hire an English teacher, a teacher for the general studies, and he wants to know, should he hire somebody non-Jewish for that position? Or someone Jewish who is not religious? So the Rebbe says, your question, this dot, 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 there's something beforehand, about a teacher for general studies, Limud Chol, if you need a teacher for that, the Rebbe says it's better that it should be someone not Jewish, because that way it's obvious he had really no connection with the students outside of what he's teaching them. So if she's teaching the students the general studies, I mean, she's not going to share her religion. She's not going to share. She knows this is a Jewish school and she's not Jewish. So only connection the girls will have with this teacher will be just the actual the curriculum, the stuff that she's teaching. But better not to hire a teacher who's Jewish, but she doesn't keep Torah mitzvahs. Because the Rebbe says while she's a Jewish woman, she's a daughter of Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, and no matter, the Rebbe always brings down, when you talk and you say a Jew versus a goy, or non-Jew, you say lahavdil, to distinguish, this is separation, but the worst Jew and the greater, you don't say to separate, you don't say lahavdil. In other words, every Jew, doesn't matter how not religious she is, she's still Jewish, and the girls will look up to her in a way as a role model, you know, Jewish, and the fact that she's not observant, she doesn't keep mitzvahs. Very difficult, the Rebbe said, to make sure that they should not learn things from her ways, as we see, realistically speaking. Having somebody Jewish and not observant, it's more likely for the students to take some things from her, which is not a positive in their religious lifestyle, and that's more likely than when you hire someone not Jewish. So the Rebbe recommends hiring somebody non-Jewish. And the Rebbe says, I look forward to good news for utilizing Lag BaOmer, and also how you utilized it, and also for sure you're preparing a very detailed program to utilize the time of Matan Torah that is coming upon us as necessary. And may the blessed Hashem succeed you. And with the blessing, and the Rebbe says, I want to use the language of the Rav, the Rabbi, which is my father-in-law, the Rebbe, to receive the Torah with Simcha and Pnimius. And by the way, they were looking for the teacher over here, was in Beis Rivka in Melbourne. They had a girls' school over there. Here this Rebbe discusses that. There was a whole issue, if you remember, over there that the Rebbe discussed about they should have the Beis Rivka. Some people were against that because of the that's going to hurt the school. It was all, we had many letters earlier about it. But here, the Rebbe advises him to hire, rather for the English study, a non-Jewish teacher rather than a non-from Jewish teacher. And the Rebbe reminds him to utilize Shavuos and says, for sure, you did utilize Lag BaOmer in the proper way.